Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
Upstage Surrey proudly present Familiar Faces by Karen Buchanan.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to stare. I was looking for someone. I was supposed to be meeting her and I'm a little late, but...
Oh dear! Do you think you have missed her? She may have left already.
Well, she might have, yes. I'm not sure. The train was only delayed by about 10 minutes, and well...
Oh, what a shame. You just can't rely on London Transport, can you?
No, I guess not.
Why not join me whilst you wait? Who knows, maybe she's been delayed too?
Yes, I suppose that's possible. Thank you. Yes, I will hang on a little while.
Was it... one of those blind date thingies, you know, matchyourart.com, one of those online first meetings. I suspect I would have been a bit of a disappointment.
No, not a blind date, I mean, hardly. I suppose, ironically, yes, it is a bit of a blind date in a funny, strange sort of way.
Do you fancy joining me in a cafe whilst you wait for your missing guest?
Yes, thank you. I think I will. Well, this will go down well. I haven't had a thing since this morning.
Oh, actually, neither have I. I haven't had anything since breakfast, apart from these two wonderful mugs of cafe. Now then, do you see anyone who might be... your lady?
No, I haven't seen anyone come in at all, actually. Yeah. It's not the most inviting little cafe, is it, really? And you're coming here often. Oh, dear. My name's Christopher, by the way. Chris. And you are?
Christopher?
Well, yes. You seem surprised. Why is that, then? Don't I look like a Christopher?
Oh, I am so sorry. That was incredibly rude of me. I can't think why I reacted like that. Christopher is a perfectly lovely name. I do apologize.
No need, none at all.
I was just going to ask if you could possibly give this lady a call, if you wanted to. I mean, maybe then you could sort out what to do.
Yes, I will. I'll just give her 5 more minutes or so, then, it's probably a bit of a silly idea in the first place, actually.
What idea? Not that it's any of my business, of course, but you seem so, nerveux. And then it seems an important meeting somehow.
Well, it is, rather. I've been plucking up the courage to meet her for a very long time, as it happens. She's my mother, my biological mother. And now, now that we're expecting a baby, it feels so much more important. After years of wandering, but not wanting to, not wanting to stir anything up, or I don't know, I just didn't, and now I do.
Oh, I can't imagine how you must be feeling. Such mixed emotion. There could be so many reasons why your mother isn't here. Fear, shame, the idea of trying to face your own child, the stranger that he is to you and you are to him.
I imagine she has some long, reasonable explanation. She's had nearly 30 years to think about it, to justify her decision. My parents told me. They tried to make it bearable, I suppose.
I do wish you luck, Christopher. This meeting must be so important to her as well. And, I'm sure there will be a very simple explanation for all of this.
Simple? A simple explanation? Well, I hardly think that.
Oh, for the delay, Christopher. For the delay, I meant. Of course. I wouldn't dream of suggesting there is a simple explanation for abandoning your child.
No, no, of course not. I'm sorry. I just, well, it's just I feel guilty. Just being here at all. I mean, I had such good parents.
Yes, I can see what you mean. But you must have wondered about your real mother over the years.
She isn't my real mother, though. I mean, don't you see? I mean, what kind of woman leaves a baby and never even looks back? I mean, what person could do that?
Oh, I can't begin to imagine what kind of person could behave so cruelly. I can't. Have you ever tried to find out what happened to cause her to do such a thing, to make such a selfish decision? Was she very young? Did she feel she had no choice? Maybe it was her parents who couldn't face the shame and forced her to...
My parents told me the whole story. They told me when they felt I was old enough to understand. It was a terrible day for them, for me. Everyone was trying to help me understand, to make it feel less bad, so that I wouldn't conjure up all the reasons that she didn't love me, hated me even. But whatever they said, the hurt was just devastating. I mean, what excuse is there for that? What earthly reason could make someone take that decision? How could they live with it, with themselves?
Oh, poor boy. Poor Christopher. Dear, oh dear, what anguish you must feel. And yet, you decided to make contact now because of the baby.
I can't imagine thinking of anyone else's mum, or even wanting to. My sister, all of us, we were just a very loving family. We had a wonderful childhood. And it seems like an insult now to look up somebody who really just didn't want me.
No one else should replace your mother. But your curiosity is natural. The mother who chose you and brought you up is your mother, and nothing will change that. But wondering why and how, that is only natural, completely understandable. Your real mother would know that. I am certain, Christopher, especially with the baby coming. All the unanswered questions you must have.
I didn't even tell her that. I wanted to see first, to see whether there could be a relationship between Rose and me. That's her name, Rose. What she was like now. I mean, was she even curious about me, how I turned out and what my life's been like?
Oh, I am sure she has wondered, hoped. She must have.
How can I know that? I mean, if I hadn't made contact, she never even tried to find me.
Oh, well, Christopher, I have never been blessed with children, so I can only imagine what the bond would be between mother and child. My guess is that she waited to see if you would contact her. Rose agreed to come, so I can only think that she waited until she knew that you wanted to see her.
And then she didn't even come.
Well, that I cannot explain. Why would she choose to do that?
Maybe she just wanted to know that I wanted to meet her. Maybe that was all she needed, to hear I was alive and that I wanted to meet her.
Oh, that is entirely plausible, I suppose. She was relieved and freed from some guilt. Some small measure of peace at last. Yes, that could be a possible reason.
What must you think of me? A complete stranger telling you his life story. I just couldn't. Well, I had to tell somebody who... I'm not sure what I'm trying to say here.
Someone who wouldn't judge you? Someone who, in a way, doesn't matter at all?
No, not at all. I mean, of course you matter. I just need to tell someone who was kind enough to ask me to join her for coffee and to listen. Yes, Yes, kind enough to invite an absolute stranger to her table, who was rude enough not even to ask her her own name.
Oh, don't be silly. You've got more than enough to think about. Well, I am glad, very glad, that this dreary old lady served such a useful purpose.
If I hurry, I can catch the 15:10. I feel better now, somehow. Clearer. Thank you so much for... Well, thank you for listening, I guess.
Clearer?
Well, yes, in a sort of way you've shown me something I hadn't realised. I mean, one cup of coffee with a complete stranger lasting less than, well, half an hour. And now I'm ready to go back. Back to my real family and to the mother I've always known, who's always loved me. And I can stop driving myself mad, filling my head with what and why. I mean, it is what it is, as they say.
Oh, yes, they do say that, don't they? Do you think you will call her?
Who? Oh, Rose? No. Do you know what? I don't think I will. Thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure.
Oh, the pleasure's all mine. To see you just this once, my sweet, sweet baby boy. Mon petit garçon.
Familiar Faces was an Upstage Surrey production for audio, directed by Karen Buchanan, performed by Neil Armstrong and Marie-Josée Zerbier. Music was supplied courtesy of Edith Piaf and Dooley Wilson, and the edit by Neil Armstrong. Upstage Surrey, creating entertainment by local people for local people.
Brooklands Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.